Also on the KRDN Newsline, we have Debbie Ball. She is a member of the Fremont County Commission who's joining us to talk about the impacts that the local areas, especially Fremont County, could see from that new federal COVID package. Good morning, Debbie Bill.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, thank you so much. We know there's a lot of things that could be coming out of this new federal stimulus package to help various municipalities. And what are some of the big takeaways that we could be seeing, especially in Fremont County, one of our smaller, more almost rural counties, from this federal legislation?
Absolutely. So the last time we had funding from the federal government, it was in the form of CARES Act, and we truly struggled with that particular set of rules because capital expenses for anything that had a useful life of longer than a year was not an allowed expense. Here in Fremont County, we have the opportunity to be housed in a beautiful building that's more than 60 years old. It's listed on historical registers. So it's been incredibly difficult for us to come up with layouts for all of the new social distancing that we have had to do in some of these old offices. And so in addition to that, we also have an entire laundry list of other capital needs that we are unable to complete with CARES Act funds. I would say Fremont County, with the first package, we received $4.4 million here in the county. We divided that evenly with municipalities, leaving us $2.2. We were able to take advantage of about $400,000 of that to refund the county for various expenses, including additional employees, to help with public health as well as all the janitorial services. But we were able with that first package to actually give grants in the amount of $1.8 million to our businesses here in Fremont County that are hurting so desperately. So the need is still here. The need is out here. And NACO, the National Association of Counties, we are calling on Congress and all of the administration to work together to pass this additional aid for states and for particularly local governments of all sizes, because this is not a partisan issue. This is an American issue.
And Debbie, we have to take a quick moment to get a check of traffic and weather. Do you mind holding on for just a little bit more to continue this conversation of all things Fremont? All right, let's. We will be continuing our conversation with Debbie Ball with the Fremont County Commission next. Well, we're returning to the KRDO Newsline, continuing our conversation with Debbie Bell, a member of the Fremont County Commission, who's discussing the need for that additional funding from the federal government. And Debbie, before the break, we talked about the need for it. Let's also talk about just how things are going in Fremont County for a moment, especially we know there's been a lot of discussion getting the vaccines out, and we've seen some various ways to do it throughout Southern Colorado. What's the vaccination process looking like right now in Fremont County?
I have to tell you, it is a well-oiled machine here. We have a wonderful emergency manager who has been helping with logistics, a gentleman by the name of Michael Kroll. He's been working very closely with our Fremont County Public Health and Environment Director, Kayla Marler. And the two of them have come up with several drive-through mass vaccination clinics now. And I actually received a phone message from a gentleman a week or so ago. In his high 80s, he said he and his wife are both almost 90, and he talked about the opportunity to stay in their car and to drive through this clinic and roll down the window, kind of stick their arm out and receive the vaccination, and then park and wait for the required 15 minutes to make sure that they were not having any terrible reactions. He talked about how he watches on the nightly news what these processes look like in other communities. And he said, I'm watching people stand in line for 6 to 8 hours. I'm watching fist fights break out because of people trying to break in line where they don't have a place. And he said, in comparison to that, he said, this was absolutely perfect. And I must tell you, it was a thing of beauty. And so to hear that, we are actually making such a difference in people's lives. We are touching people here in Fremont County and giving them that hope that they've been waiting desperately for over a year now, it really is a wonderful thing.
And Ms. Bell, we know Fremont County is heavily dependent on the tourism industry, which took a hit last spring. But when you start looking at moving into spring break of 2021 and summer vacations of 2021, do you think this CARES Act funding, which also includes the possibility of a stimulus payment to all Americans, do you think that, all Americans falling within a certain income bracket, bracket. Do you think that that will help sustain some of that tourism that is kind of the lifeblood of your county and many other Colorado counties?
Absolutely, it would. I think, in like you mentioned, in many different areas, it would be a wonderful thing here. The direct payments would allow folks maybe the opportunity to take a vacation a little bit closer to home rather than flying to Hawaii or going to Florida this year. Maybe they can come down from Denver, from Colorado Springs, spend a few days here, ride the Royal Gorge Route Railroad, go to the Royal Gorge itself. We have so many, so many other opportunities, especially for outdoor recreation here in Fremont County. The opportunities here are kind of endless. The other thing that a new package would allow us to do, I believe, would be to continue some of that funding directly to local businesses and nonprofits in the form of grants from the county to allow them to keep their doors open while we continue to reopen. Because here in Fremont County, we actually are continuing to follow the governor's guidelines, his executive orders. We are at a blue level now, which opens us up much more than many other communities in Colorado. So we're pretty excited about that.
County Commissioner Debbie Bell of Fremont County, we really want to thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News, sharing some of the picture of what's going on in Fremont County and why you feel that this CARES Act needs the support for help that it can deliver to communities such as yours. We appreciate your time. Thank you, County Commissioner.
Thanks so much for having me.